Yeah. We're in the middle of Reish Nun Dalet. So we'll do Beis again for fun, even though we did it already. So I saw today that this Reish Nun Dalet Beis is a mission at the end of Shabbos, and this is a very strong marker for the Machal Ben Jusoi team. There are Rashi and Tosus, those that say, like Hananya, that as long as it's reached Machal Ben Jusoi, you can leave it on open fire. There, the Machlokas over there has had to understand the third parak of Shabbos as Lo Yitin. Is Lo Yitin not to be shohet, not to put before Shabbos, or not to put on Shabbos? That's a Machlokas. But this is a big raya for the Mekilim, because it says, this is a quote from the Mishnah. Ein tzolin batzalu beitzal basah gabi gechalim ela kedei sheitzal bo yom mishnei tzedav kemachal ben jesai shu kechatzi bishula. That's basically what the Mishnah says with the Gemara. So it sounds like as long as it's already machal ben jesai, so there's no problem. The whole discussion is don't do it unless it's going to reach machal ben jesai before Shabbos. If it is machal ben jesai before Shabbos, it's okay. So that's a big raya for the machal ben jesai team. The other team says, no, it's on the Gecholim, and once it's on the Gecholim, either it's going to burn, or you don't care about it burning, whatever, it's Shema Yechati, the Gecholim business. They say this is an exception. So that's, Amachlok has had to understand this mission over here. Okay, so by these three things, as long as Machab and Josiah before Shabbat, it's going to be okay. Even according to the Machab, you see the Machab brings this down. Okay, let's see. Afilu hu basar gedi, the kan mishinicha gabe gecholim in a choshesh ela sheyitzalem mehira, the afapi sheyitz charech. You put it on the coals, or right next to the coals, mama's touching the coals, and you want it to be done fast, you don't care if it burns a little bit. So once you don't care if it burns a little bit, so then, chayshin and shem yechate. We're afraid you're going to poke at the coals, because anyway you don't care if it burns. But so why is it okay once it's machal ben jusai? Aval kishenitzel kimachal ben jusai. But once it's already half cooked anyway, so then lo chashin et demotz lechadzi. Then we're not afraid to be chotu b'gecholim. I feel who basar shor, even if it's a tough hard meat. Shemeach chashu roy lachil lamichat lasida. Like why you're just going to ruin it? And okay, so that's the machaber. Basically, the machaber in Reish and Gimel Aleph brought down the Machmirim as a Stam and then the Yesh Omrim Lekula. Usually when you have a Stam and a Yesh Omrim, the Halach is like the Stam. And then the Ramah said the Minig is like the Yesh Omrim. So the Ramah brought down the Minig is to be Meka, and the Machaber sounds like he's going with the Machmirim, even though I saw that even the Sfardim are no way to be Meka like the Yesh Omrim, like the Machaber, like the Ramah. But the pashtus of the Machaber is that he's Machmir. So here he's explaining his shita why over here is different than Machal Ben Jusai will be okay. It's not touching the coals. It's already almost done. And if you do anything more, you're going to burn it. That's the bir halacha. Dima rafa ba kishen itzla. The afilu ha'osim bereish simin reish nun gimel the inyan bishul. The svilu dvinu shivusha kol tzarko. Even though over there it has to be fully cooked and mitzdami kiralo. Hocha the Indian tzli lekuli al masagi b'kedai machal ben jusai. So here everyone agrees that's not machal ben jusai. I mean the bi'alocha dibra maskal aval. So he's explaining the machaber, explaining this according to the first opinion of the machaber Reish and Gimel, why this will be an exception to the rule, and this is not a raya for the machal ben jusai team. The Rishonim on the machal ben jusai team would say it is a raya. That's what argue and discuss is touching the coals or it's near the coals. Part of what we discussed last week. Fine. Okay. Siv Gimel. Im Avar O Shachach. If he was over b'mezid, O Shachach, meaning b'shogeg, v'nitzah b'shabbos b'iser, and then he roasted something on Shabbos, meaning before Shabbos, going into Shabbos b'iser, the food is going to be aser. Mishmosif Kotin Yates, Avar Shinosim b'mezid, Samach HaChashecha Kokach, he put it on the mangal, the barbecue, without enough time for it to even reach Machal Ben Jusai. Then it got done on Shabbos. Oh, sheshachach tzli al gabi kira v'nitzah b'Shabbos. Afa pichen atzli b'diavad. Why? This is the Gemara. Kedei shelo yavo l'hashos b'meizid yomar shachachti. That's what they say. Bye. The whole machlokes, Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda, I think Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, and the machlokes had a paskin when someone cooks on Shabbos, b'meizid or b'shogeg.
the Shulchan Aruch goes lechumra, and that child is the beginning of Shin Yud Ches, which we will get to, Bezrat Hashem, at the right time. And the Gra is maker, and he says if someone cooked on Shabbos b'shogeg, obviously b'diavei b'shogeg, you're allowed to eat the food. But even the Gra is maker by cooking, by being over nisa daraisa, he's machmir by the Yisurei d'Rabbanan. And that's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says Gzeira. People say it's only the Rabbanan, they'll do it. Oh, I was shogeg. And really they were amazed. People play games. And therefore Chazal went, we're even more machmir by the Yisurei d'Rabbanan than by the Yisurei d'Araisa of Shabbos. Yisurei d'Araisa, we're not afraid people are going to play with Yisurei d'Rabbanan. We are. No, you're doing it before Shabbos. He did it before Shabbos. It's the Shehiyah, bro. No, if he does it on Shabbos. Right. The Gra is machmir. Okay, but we discussed at length. We discussed at length. There's a lot of different coolers. And as long as you didn't put basically, the way I understand it, as long as you don't put mamish on open fire, Yeshal me this moch, unless it's on open fire. Okay, even though Rosh Hashanah is a blech, that's not so posh that that's also bidi edit. So, where do you draw the line? What if it happened in Banish Moshe? In Banish Moshe, Gan came Bechlazah, Umartai Nikra Banish Moshe, I am the common sin Reish, Samech, Aleph, Sif Aleph, Bebir Alocha. So the Shaila, what's the status of Ben Hashemashis? What's the status of... I think he's doing it, Ben Hashemashis, no? What? Yeah, but there's a big machlokes, when is Ben Hashemashis? Hold on. The first is a Shaila about Tosefa Shabbos. Let's say a person was Mekabel Shabbos, and then he was Mechal Shabbos. He cooked something, and he was Mekabel Shabbos. He made early Shabbos. And then he cooked. Then he did something awesome. So, okay, so that b'diavad is okay. That's not called Ma'aseh Shabbos. The issue brings down from the Prima Gadim, from the Bir Halacha, that's okay. What if it's a time, it's not Tosefa Shabbos, it's already Shabbos after Shkia, but it's Ben HaShemashis. So there is a Bir Halacha, actually, Reish Samach Aleph, that talks about being maker like Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, b'di'eved to matu the food. Okay, we're going to get into Ben HaTam at length in another few weeks. So Rosh Hashanah says, in Eretz Yisrael, Halacha Kimo Hagra, there's no such thing as being maker like the Rabbeinu Tam, b'shum panim v'ofen, it's not a sniff laka, it's not nothing, it's Shabbos Mamish. And they say, Ben HaShemashis, they go L'chumra, L'gabi Ma'aseh Shabbos as well. Okay, se reishin dalid. Peros shen echolin chayin. You have raw fruit that are eaten raw, apples. Apples are eaten raw. You can also have a cooked apple, baked apple. Mutter litnam saviva kadera. You're allowed to put it around the kadera before Shabbos. Afa pishi ifshe solo kodim chashecha, even though it's not going to be ready before Shabbos. Okay. Now, in general, there's a famous Rambam. The Rambam says that something that is edible raw and does not need to be cooked at all, there's no bishul daraisa, bishul only b'drabanan. To cook, that's it. I'm going to say an apple, but I'm just throwing out an example, which may or may not be true. To cook an apple on Shabbos, apples you eat raw, a good apple, not a crab apple, certain apples that you can't eat raw, you have to cook them, which we discussed in the Hilchos Brachos. But you have an apple that you can eat raw and decide to cook it on Shabbos, that's not an Issa D'Araisa, it's only Issa D'Rabbanan. Now, there's a big question how to understand the Rambam. Does the Rambam mean anything that's eaten raw, carrots and apples and pears, and every single thing that's eaten raw, if you cook it's only Issa D'Rabbanan? Others say no. What the Rambam means is if there's something that you eat raw and cooking it does not help it one bit. Now, I don't know what that means because I eat raw apples. I would never touch a cooked apple or a baked apple or any of those other things. So I don't know how that works in terms of individual taste. But many people eat cooked carrots. See, so the cooking does something to the carrot. So a lot of person will say, no, the Rambam didn't mean a carrot. He meant something that cooking it doesn't help with bichlal. Okay, what the examples are, I don't know. The Rambam throws out, if it does not need to be cooked at all, it's only asim the abundance of cooking. From here, the medayik, dafka, not like that. We'll soon see why. So here, you took raw things, it's edible raw. So we're not afraid that you're going to be chet to be gecholim. It's like machal ben jesai. It's better than machal ben jesai. Something that's machal ben jesai, right? According to the mekilim. So we're not afraid you're chet to be gecholim. It's already sort of edible. Well, your apple is totally edible. Your carrot is totally edible. It's better than half cooked meat. So we're not worried about shahia when it comes to these things. However, and we've discussed this before, tzarek is actually after kisoy im nisgal mishachashecha pshal hosiv alav ad sheitzod neishim amar ligmar bishulam b'shabbos. But once you're putting it out again, there's two dinim, right? There's this whole discussion in shahia. But anything that you do to speed up the bishul process of something that's not fully cooked. Okay, even if it's edible raw, it's still going to be also, whether it's also Doraisa, Dorabana, however you understand that machlokas in that discussion, since it's coming into Shabbos and it's not fully cooked yet, so there's no problem with Shia. We're not afraid of Shemir Chat to be Gacholim, because it's going to cook on its own. And even if it doesn't, it's edible raw, it's fine. You're like, you can eat the apple plain, right? But once you are putting it near the Kedera, let's say the Kedera is covered in some way, you can't cover it, you can't do anything lemaher the bishul of these things, which is why, just in general, as we discussed in the past, it's dangerous to have something that's not fully cooked going into Shabbos. Even if it's mutter mitzad shehia, if you pick up the cover, you can't cover it, you can't, if you... The pashtus, you can't push it closer to the fire on a blech. Even on the plata, you can't move it around. Maybe one part's hotter, one part's more hot, one part's less hot. If it's an oven, you can't close the oven door. Anything else, speed up the bishul, is considered to be an issur d'oraisa bishul, assuming that this is an object that's asur min ha'torah to cook. But if it's asur min d'rabbanan, it's the same thing, just asur min d'rabbanan. So let's see if we're sifkat and chaf. Aleph, sadi lakedera. Lakedera omedes ala pitput. It's on the grate. V'tachta yesh esh, and underneath the grate there's fire. V'kamash v'lan, v'mutalit in kodim chashecha. Before dark, you can put peros sviva. You can put fruit around there. Avshe peros no gebesh. You know the peros might be touching the fire. Okay. So here, Dershu throws out a footnote, a very important prima gadin. Wait a second. The Mechaber already told us that if a pot is touching the coals, that it's hatmana, even if it's only covered a little bit. So how come over here it can be touching the fire? That should be us. So the prima gadin differentiates. At the end of Rishon Gimel Aleph, the Machlokes is Mechaber Amah. If the pot is touching the coals, according to the Mechaber, it's called Hatmana, even though it's only a little bit. The Rambam says, no, it has to be fully covered. So if touching the coals a little bit, it's not Hatmana. Chazanish goes like the Mechaber says, it is Hatmana. So here, he's talking about putting the peros, touching the fire. What's the fire? Fire is the coals. So why is there not a Hatmana problem over here? So Dirshu points out from the Prima Gadim that it's only Hatmana if it's in a pot. If it's a loose apple, a loose carrot, so it's not, and it's touching the fire, it's not a hatmana problem. Hatmana is when the pot touches the coals, according to the Mechaber. According to the Amar, it's mutter anyway, because hatmana is only when you cover the whole thing. We're going to learn that Bezrat Hashem next week. Okay, that's a separate problem, right? If it's touching the coals and the coals are still lit, by the time you want to take it off, so you have a problem, maybe. You can't move those coals at all. Good, yes, that's a problem, separate problem. Let's say it's outside the pot, but let's say you covered the whole thing with a blanket, with a towel. If you uncover the towel, and now you want to recover it with the towel. No, that's not Atmana, but that's the Mamahar the Bishul of the raw fruit. Mamahar the Bishul. I said in the beginning, there's a discussion if it's an Issa Daraisa Darabana. It's the Shur Asa. So when you cover it, from here it sounds like it's Daraisa. The Medayik from here, it sounds like that even the raw fruit, that are edible raw, it's still going to be Daraisa. But there's a Rambam that they discuss. What's the Pshat in the Rambam? I don't want to, it doesn't matter.
It's us in a cook of raw fruit.
No,
because we're not afraid she mechate become, because you can eat it as is. Because now, that sometimes you might, let's say, we're going to learn Reish and Zion, there's ways that you're allowed to cover a pan on Shabbos. Where's it? Let's say you cover the pan the way you're allowed to cover. It's not atzmana. If it's fully cooked, I can uncover it, I can recover it again. Like I can take the pot off of the blech and put it back on the blech. Okay? But if there are fruit there that are not cooked yet, I can't cover them. Because Amaya the bishop. Right. So the kedera is omed us again on the pit with the techleg eshish v'kamashim the mutalitin kedera chashecha peros svira. You can put peros around the pot. Av shepherd is not going to be eshim in the peros amamish touching the coals. We need solen b'shabbos and it's going to be roasted on Shabbos mechoma esh. So how is that different than the basar, batzal, and beitzah that we just said in Sif Beis is also? V'lo dami le basar, batzal, and beitzah. Now the osu them elim keni tombo yom. There has to be done kimachal ben jesai before Shabbos. On basar we understand, beitzah we also understand. But is an onion edible raw? I mean, sort of, but not really. No, and I also eat raw onions, but most regular people do not eat raw onions. Again, on a bagel, right? On a bagel, but not stam. So he says, when you have a carrot that's eaten raw, so it's just like having a tasha that's cooked ben jusai, and there's no problem, at least according to the Ramah. To have something that's edible raw, it's even better than a machal ben jusai. Machal ben jusai is sort of edible. A carrot is edible. It's edible raw. And therefore, for the osi lechatuye, so there's a very interesting sharat seen over ois chav beis. What about, he's comparing it to machal ben jusai. What about the first opinion of machaber that holds machal ben jusai is not good enough? What would he say about raw fruit? So the machal gets between the gra and the magen avraham over here. So look at sharat seen ois chav beis. Ba'afilu leha'ozim ereishin and gimel modu hacha. They agree over here. The chashim kimot tzliya ala eish. It's considered like tzliya ala eish. Hold on. Kevan shaperos nogim b'gachalim. Ken kasev aprimu gadim shacharan b'bir dira magad avram. L'hachi yisosim b'yisosim v'atera. Arshim ask yisosim b'reishin and gimel. Even though reishin and gimel the machaber holds. The pashtus stam and the yeshom alacha kistam. He's machmir. Machal ben Josai is not good enough to allow shehiyah. Over here, he says it is good enough because it's on the eish mamish and it's going to get done chick chack and it's better. It's a different story, like we discussed in Reish and Dalit out. Now the Bi'ur Gra does it. The Bi'ur Gra says this is a shidasa, but the other team will disagree. So he says this is only shayach to the mekilim, not to the machmir. The Ashib Abir Agra crosses the Zodavka Lashita Samat here in Rashon Gimel. That's not according to the Ramah, the Eish Omrim. Whom a farish kapash, they demari shalom ala Eish, brakshinitsa michom akadera. So if it's on the coals, it's a different story than if it's next to the coals. Once it's on the coals, there's less of a shemichatabu gacholim because it's very hot. It's going to get done anyway. And we're not afraid you're going to be gacholim because you're going to ruin the food. Although in Aleph we had a whole discussion, that wasn't necessarily the case. Sometimes we say it's on the coals, you obviously don't care about burning your food. And sometimes we said it's going to get done anyway. Okay, I don't know. Right there. Why talk about around the pot? But don't get some of the just say put it by the fire. Dibe davar hahove noka. Because that's the way they used to. That's what they used to do. Ubi mei maya regilus lenokein. That's what they used to do. So that was the case the machaber gave. Inami or mishum din akisa denaka b'sevet b'shach b'kedera nate. If it's mamish on the coals, you're not going to cover it. If it's around the kedera, so there's a way of covering. We're going to learn. There's a mutter way of covering the kedera possibly, and then you'll also be covering these peros. And then. That's what the Mechaber wanted to tell us. If the peros are not fully cooked, then you cannot cover the keder. We'll learn Reish Nun Zion Dalit how you're allowed to cover pots. Shama keder kvenis bashim adyom. There, the pot's already cooked from before Shabbos. It's all shayla batmana, and then we have ways of doing hatmana in a mutter fashion. Avahacha shapeis nis bashim adyom b'shabbos. The pears are not fully cooked, so it's not a shayla batmana. It's a shayla bishul daraisa or bishul darban. It's a shayla bishul mamish. Shin yuches, not reish and zayin. Vakisu gam kina leim, but vakisu hu mamaher ligmor bishulo va'asa. Ah, so here, Dirshu in footnote 14 discusses cooking fruit that are edible raw. He says, if you want to know about cooking fruit that are edible raw, if it's the rice of the Rabbanan, so he brings on the Sharat Zion later on, Shin Yud Ches Kuf Yud Dalet. Some have a suffix. The fact that over here everyone talks about you mamaya the bishul sounds like the old regular bishul that right, so like any other bishul. Then he concludes that's the pashas of the Prima Gadim and the Shechana Charav and the Chai Adam. Why? And the Sharatin understands that it's necessarily going against the Rambam, but the Rambam meant something that's not it doesn't get better by cooking it. And most things officially get better when you cook it. So even though it's true, it's edible raw, but you just made it better. If you made it better, it's considered significant change. It's still going to be bishul daraisa, even according to the Rambam. That's how the Sharat Zion over there in Shir Ches understands the Rambam. And then that's how the Sharat Zion understands the Rambam. Now there is a discussion which we saw before. There's in Shin Yud Ches Dalet. There's a bir halacha that lines up the sides. What if the food's already half cooked before Shabbos? It's half cooked. Chatzi bishul, machal ben jusar, which officially is edible. I take it off the fire, and then on Shabbos I say, wait a second, it's not cooked. It's only half cooked. I put it back on the fire. Is that asur min haTorah? Is that asur min haRabbanan? What is that? It's a big machlokes rishonim. So the Rambam says asur min haTorah, and the Shulchan Aruch passes asur min haTorah, and the Bir Halacha agrees with even though he brings a whole list of rishonim that disagree with the Rambam, he still brings down lines up all the rishonim on this side, rishonim on this side, and therefore he says you should listen to the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam and assume that it's an issa daraisa to take it from 51% cooked to 60 to 70 to 80 to 90 to 100. It's all considered bishul daraisa.
What's the
mice
bishul?
If
I can just put it on the flame or something.
What does it mean, mice bishul? What does it mean, mice bishul?
What is bishul? It's turn up.
Bishul is you're taking food and improving it through fire. Let's say, I don't know. I mean,
but you could be doing, and you could be turning on a fire and being putting something on it.
No, turning on a fire is not bishul. Turning on a fire is not very ish. Okay, that definition. What about toast? What about it's already baked? So turning bread into toast—that's all discussion. I don't think anyone's going to say it's a daraisa bishul on Shabbos, right? Either you're improving the taste, but look, there's once it's considered mavusha called tzarko, ain't bishul achar bishul. Now it could be it gets better. What's the stomach v'yafalo? I think it's still okay. Ain't bishul achar bishul doesn't give a only if it's not gonna. If it's mavusha called tzarko, this now I don't know how that works with steak. This one likes a steak, rare, medium rare, well done. So what if you take it from this stage to that stage? I don't know how that works. Ooh, we're running out of time. Certainly on Shabbos you can't put it next to the tanur to heat it up. Even if you put it there before the guy lights the fire, it's still going to be asa. So the Mishnah Berurah uses the word here vafilu. And if you look at Sharatin Oyschafei, he brings down the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham said v'kol shekein. And Rabbi Akiva Eger started screaming, what do you mean kol shekein? How do you mean kol shekein? When you put it over there and then the guy lights the fire, okay, we said you know how to do that. But like, it's not a kol shekein. It's only asa midrabanan. When you put something on a fire on Shabbos, it's asa midatorah. What's the kol shekein? So the Magen Avraham, Tzarech Lomar v'afilu. So Sharatin says, no, there's just a typo in the Magen Avraham. Don't get so excited. It shouldn't say v'kol shekein. It should say v'afilu, and then there's no more kasha. Rekiv Eger has a big kasha. How can you say kol shekein? You talk about bishul daraisa, and then you're going down to, if you put it there, and the guy lights the fire later, so that's also maybe midrabanan. So what's the kol shekein? So he says, no, it should say vafilu. Finish. And, okay, that's Sif Dalit.